On today's episode, we lock swords with an edgelord, how to save your mother from a killer turkey, and it's been one full year of bad advice without a single lawsuit. All that and more on today's episode of Bad Advice with Lori Beth Denberg.
And we are mighty Lori Beth Denberg. Give me the vital information so I get the red dots. Who do you? In the church of Lori Beth is in session, and we're reading from the scriptures of vital information. Talking to my goddess and my savior, my LPT. Just tell me what's going on with me. Oh, my goddess and my savior, my LPT. Just tell me what's going on with me.
And girls and non-binaries and all the colors of the rainbow. My name is Lori Beth Denberg and welcome to the Bad Advice Podcast. Woo! With me as always is Clark Crozer.
Hello.
Hello, Clark.
How are you?
I am a little distressed.
Oh, no.
Because I need to apologize.
Oh, okay. Okay.
To our listeners, to our fans.
Yeah.
Because I am an excellent businesswoman.
Yes.
I neglected to pay the phone bill.
Oh, right.
So I just sold your house. So our phone line has been out of commission.
You mean 1-855-DENBERG?
1-855-DENBERG. And we talk every time we've gotten a phone call, we're like, we love the phone calls.
Yeah, we do.
It's like, why aren't we getting any? Because the government shut me off. Because I'm a ne'er-do-well. So that is fixed. That is back up.
Yes.
I've missed your voices, and now I can, you know, soak them in again.
Exactly. Please go back to giving us phone calls.
Yes.
Because we love them.
But something I did do right.
Yes.
Or right and wrong.
Right-ish.
Something I did that I'm happy about.
Okay.
Is I finally joined a gym.
Oh, yay!
I gave up the hope. I gave into reality.
Yes.
That the gym that I was going to a lot before the pandemic was not coming back.
Oh,
so
no.
I gave up the ghost.
Oh,
and
boo.
I looked at a couple gyms.
Okay.
And I chose one based on the number of yoga classes it had.
Oh, nice.
Because that's what I mean, I was doing the treadmill. I was doing the weight training with a, you know, a bunch of exercises put together. A workout schedule, call it.
Yeah, a routine.
I'm a little
almost
out of practice. A workout schedule, they call it, from a personal trainer.
Okay.
And, but I was going to a lot of yoga classes.
Yeah.
And I was really loving it. So I chose this gym based on that.
Nice.
And just went, I called and said, hey, what's up? And I went in and signed up. And I just, I must be really committed because I walked in. It's like this glass front.
Yeah.
Just tons of people just like right on display.
Right, of course.
All the bikes and all the whatever.
Yeah.
And you just walk in and hit that wall of like, gush, gush, gush.
Oh, yeah.
Like workout music.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you might mean the wall of must. That you're just like walking into.
Yeah,
oh,
80%
sweat.
Humidity and it's all sweat. No, I didn't notice that as much.
Okay.
But I went to, you'll like the end of this story.
Yeah.
I went to like the front desk and I looked online and it was like big special. You know,
oh,
there's
of course,
never
yeah.
a time a gym doesn't have
absolutely
a big special ending today.
Right.
So I looked online, you know, because I was comparing a couple and it was like 31 cents to join.
Okay.
And no first and last month's rent. And pet deposit, you know?
Yeah.
So I go in there and I walk up to the front desk and I say to this super cute chickie, I go, I'm here to join.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, can I help you? And I was like, sure.
I'd like to join.
Yeah, it really was like, did you hear me? And you're saying, can I help? I think she was like saying, can I be the one to help?
Right.
To which I would have gone like, no woman can do this. Bring me a man. So, of course, I'm like, sure. And we go sit at this little thing.
Yeah.
And she is like, probably maybe 20.
Right.
I don't know. And
probably weighs about 89 pounds.
She was very fit. And she was like, really excited. She's like, oh my God, how are you? You're not, you know, and yeah. I was like, okay. And I knew what to expect going in
right.
to, because I've joined other gyms in the past.
Sure, sure.
It's like, okay, I just want to pay what I need to pay for. I want what I need to get out of this. And I don't need the complimentary training, personal training right. session that I'm entitled for.
Right, right, right. Because
I don't need it. Right. I have my shit. Right. I just needed to start up again.
Exactly.
And so she's helping me out. And a couple things saved her because she's like, I'm going to give you a really great deal. 31 cents to join.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm like, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's
like,
the
deal.
Like,
what are you pitching to me? But luckily she said, well, that's what's on the website.
Oh, okay,
you know,
good.
She like owned it.
Good, good.
And then I go, oh, you're going to give me the deal that already is. You know, so, and we laughed about that. She's like, super rare to go.
Nice.
And she, then, you know, of course it comes up and I joined and the price is good and all
yeah.
that junk.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of locations, which will come up in a minute. And she goes, you're also, you know, entitled to a personal training session.
Right.
So that's coming up. And she goes, with me.
Oh.
So now I'm like, oh, I'm not doing this, but I didn't know I'd have to like reject the actual
specifically.
Person.
Oh my God.
So that threw me off a little, but I did say like, no, I'm good. Which she was a little like,
oh,
but I was like, I don't need it. I'm good. I just need to start up. I explained to her,
yeah.
you know, why I was there in my old gym. Well, I have my routine. So that was just, I didn't expect to have to be like, no, I don't want to go on a date with you.
That's so funny.
So I signed up. That was all good. And somehow she mentions Disneyland,
oh.
that she's going to Disneyland.
Okay.
And I think it was like, I looked at the yoga class and it was that day. She's like, well, if you come that day, I won't be here because I'm going to Disneyland.
And then the bump, bump, bump music, yes. just like literally record scratches in that gym.
But she brought up the Galaxy's Edge stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, I don't know how to do it.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, get your app out. You're going to add all of your people to this ticket. You're all going to do it. And at 7 a.m., 6:59, be hit. You know, so I'm like, now, like, it switched from
nice.
Her signing me up from the gym to this. But so that was really funny.
That's so funny.
And when I saw her again, when I did go back for yoga class, I was like, how did Disneyland go? Did
yeah.
you get in? And she's like, yes.
Nice.
But what was really great
yeah.
is because this gym has multiple locations, a
yeah.
bunch, there's actually one a little closer to where I live. They're kind of equidistant.
Oh, nice.
But this other one is like, you walk in and there's nothing. There's the front desk.
Oh, wow.
And you open the door and you walk, and I walked to where the yoga class was.
Oh.
And I don't know what door you open when you get like, goosh, goosh,
right.
goosh. But, you know, it was really good. And my first yoga class back.
Yeah.
Was... hard. It was perfect.
Oh,
the
good.
Teacher was great. It was, I worked hard.
Yeah.
I'm starting
leave a puddle
from
of sweat under you.
Yeah. Oh
yeah,
my God. I
right?
was sweating like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And, but I expect it to be, I'm starting kind of from below zero.
Yeah, exactly.
My last experience was doing 3 or 4 a day and working
right.
out before a pandemic.
Yeah. That was all of like 2 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
Now.
So I left feeling worked out.
Yay.
Good, and have gone to another class since.
Nice.
So I'm really looking forward to, I'm looking forward to continuing.
Yeah.
And not letting myself go, not today.
Yeah.
Because I was feeling so good. I was making progress
yeah,
in every sense of the word.
Yeah.
But then I did go to a second class, which was at the gush, gush, gush
oh, no.
location in this big room, mirrors everywhere. And the lights didn't go down.
Oh no.
And this shit, they were doing like the full on pretzel, balance your
oh,
whole body
no.
on your big toe. But the teacher was like, it's the same teacher I had. So she was like, you can lay down in Shavasana. You can do whatever
yeah.
you want. This is your
class.
Workout.
Yeah.
This is your yoga.
Yeah, yeah,
and I
yeah.
don't know if she was saying that specifically to me. Because they're, I mean, advanced shit.
Yeah.
And when I couldn't do it, I just sat, I just sat or stretched, I was engaged in something that I could do.
Nice.
I didn't just sit there and like look at my hands and wait for the next thing I could do. I just stayed engaged. So my body was stretching or whatever the whole time. And that was good. There's that little thing where it's like, oh Jesus.
Yeah.
Like it was nuts, the shit they were doing.
Oh,
and the chick right next to me was doing it like, hard. Ooh. Like she was just like the flexibliest, wonderful yoga person. But so I got back and I didn't feel bad about it. That's the thing.
Good.
Is I wasn't sitting there every time that thought would come through my head, like I should leave, like someone behind me is going like, oh, what is that fat girl doing here? She can't even do it. That was, because that did go through my head, but it, I didn't get up and leave.
Good.
I didn't, you know, cry. I did because I'm imagining it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the people behind me are trying to like pretzel on their thumbs.
Yeah, exactly. They're not worried about you.
And even if they are, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was really able to kind of overcome that and just keep with that. I'm just going to keep this going.
I love that.
So, yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's been pretty groovy.
Can I, before we go off, I know we're already talking way too long here.
Oh, but, God, always.
I started going back to the gym, too, like a month or so ago. Mainly because I knew I was going on these vacations.
Yes.
And like, I'm going
to... Swimsuit bod?
Well, no, I knew I was going to be like ziplining. And even though I didn't prep enough, clearly, because I hurt my arm. But, I've been trying to go back and get in better shape, blah, blah, blah. But I've noticed, especially lately, the last time, there is so fucking much to remember now. Because every time I go to the gym, you have to be dressed for the gym now, right?
Yeah.
You can't just go in. You have to dress specifically for the gym.
You can't wear your jeans and boots every other day of your life.
Exactly. So I get in my right clothes.
Yeah.
And then I'm a sweater.
Yeah.
I sweat a lot. So I have to have a headband. If I don't have a headband on, I'm just literally just like sweat is pouring down my face.
Do you have the wristbands too? Like Michael Cera and Juno?
I do not know. Just the headband.
Okay.
So now I have to remember my headband. And then I don't do classes. I do more of, like you were saying, I do an elliptical. I do some workout stuff. So I need my own entertainment. So now I need my headband, but I also need my phone
because
I have to watch stuff. And then I can't just sit and watch my phone. I have to have headphones to go with the phone. So now I have to have my headband, my phone, my headphones. And now you need a mask because there's a pandemic. So you have to bring your mask. So you get mask. And then there's all, you can't just like go on the machines. You have to wipe them down. So now you need a towel. So now I'm bringing a headband, a phone, headphones, a towel. And what was the other thing?
Earbuds.
Yeah. Anyway.
That sounds like the game where you're like, I'm going to the gym and I'm taking, and you have to say what everybody else said.
And now I went to the gym 2 days ago and there's a new law, and it's a great new law.
What?
But there's a new law. You have to show proof of vaccination.
Oh my
gosh. So now that's one more fucking thing that I have to remember to bring with me.
Well, do you every have that time on I your phone?
To, yeah. So I'll be able to just add that to my phone.
Perfect.
And do that. But it's just been, it's so hilarious because my brain is not good with lists like that. So every time I go to the gym, I go from the car to the front of the gym.
Yep.
When I realized I forgot something, I have to go back to the car to get it and then come back. It's just been a nightmare.
Can you get a little bag?
I should.
And just have your
gym? Just have my gym bag. But then where do you put, I didn't use the lockers or anything.
Well, the things that you're bringing though are small.
That's true.
You only need like a little like.
Purse. I need a purse.
Need, like,
I need
a gym purse. Sack with the drawstring that it keeps gold coins in.
Exactly.
That a rich man would throw down to a peasant.
Exactly.
Go do my bidding.
Buy me a turkey, boy.
It's St. Patrick's Day. What day is it? It's St. Patrick's Day, sir. Well, get me a beer then.
So, but I'm very proud of you. That's amazing that you're
going to
the gym and you're enjoying it. And before we go on to the questions, this is a celebratory episode.
It is.
This is episode 52 of our weekly podcast.
Yes.
Making it our 1 year anniversary podcast. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
That's pretty amazing.
It is.
How have we been doing this for a year already?
It's been a whirlwind. And we had nothing else to do for a long while.
Exactly.
And we had four people in our pod or our bubble.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations, and thank you to the listeners.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Thanks to everybody for writing in your questions.
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting such great questions lately. I'm very happy, and this has just been so much fun. So.
Yeah.
Let's move on to some questions.
Okay.
I know that this episode, we should be releasing right by Thanksgiving, either before or right on Thanksgiving. We have a couple of leftovers as far as Thanksgiving questions go.
Nice. I see what you did
there. Thank you. So I thought we'd throw them here. We still have some Thanksgiving questions, so I thought we'd get to them.
Okay.
Our first one is from, it's actually a little bit of a follow-up as well, and it's from Anne.
Anne.
And Anne says, yeah, so I hung out less with the Disney mother-in-law or avoided her altogether, like you suggested, for months now, and my marriage has been better consistently. But Thanksgiving is coming up. The mother-in-law pulled something I didn't see coming. She went out and bought a turkey already without asking what we'd want. She saw something on sale and just bought it. I usually get an organic bird and usually I'm the cook. She got something with additives that might make my own food allergy sensitive mother sick. But if I don't just suck it up and use this turkey she bought, yeah, well, you know how that'll probably go. And my husband already rolled his eyes when I was like, ugh, I don't want that turkey. But I really don't want that turkey that's been forced on me. It's not just the additives. I try not to get meat that's been raised in a crammed factory. And I've made that a point every holiday for years now. Ugh, what do I do? And that's Anne.
And
yeah,
I remember this. She was saying she was the one that was like, my mother-in-law, it's toxic. She always does stuff. So I've been staying home.
Yes.
And should I go back? And we were like, no,
exactly.
But I remember it was like, I think like her husband was like, we got to go for Easter.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, do that.
Right. You do the big holidays.
Of course, now it's Thanksgiving and she's giving you a death bird.
Right.
Which, I mean, first of all, your husband can roll his eyes and sleep on the fucking couch. What the fuck?
True.
You know?
That's true. Come on. Especially for this kind of an argument, you gotta stick up for your wife, right?
Yeah. Or you don't even have to take a side. I mean, I guess you do if you're like, to turkey or not to turkey. I would say the thing that's the biggest issue, the physical biggest issue, is that she said the bird might make her mom feel sick.
Right.
So in that instance, make something else for your mom. Make an additional turkey breast like we suggested last week.
That's right.
Make Cornish game hens. Make your own turducken. Can you do a chiducken?
Sure.
Just a duck inside a chicken?
You can do anything you want.
With a duck. Because if mother-in-law has something to say about I needed to take care of my mother, you know, let her take that shit and go with it. Meaning you go with it, like, well, I wouldn't want you to be sick, mother-in-law, so I just wanted to take care of my mom.
Right.
And you don't really have to get into, I mean, if it comes to blows, I've said this every fucking year, you bitch. I want an organic bird.
Well, let me throw out this. I think you're missing a very good opportunity, Anne, for a wonderful sitcom-like moment.
Oh.
I think she should try to swap the turkey.
Oh, excellent.
Find out how big the turkey is. Buy a similar turkey that you like, that you want to eat, that's around the same size.
Nice.
Do a switcheroo. I think this is a perfect example of a time that you could do an amazing switcheroo and totally get away with it.
Or on the sitcom tip, be carrying her turkey to the table and go, oh, and for some reason you've put all cat boxes around. Like it has to drop in something that's like, we're
sandy
done.
Sandy and gross.
And then be like,
well, I do have this other turkey.
It just so happens.
I do like that.
But yeah, I mean, emotionally, whatever, it sounds like it's been going well not seeing her. And yeah. Then, of course, the one time you're like, okay, we're going, this happens.
Yeah.
It depends on how much, not how much you care, because I know you care. And I know the whole point is to, I was going to say, to keep some peace within the family.
Right.
But that shouldn't fall on you right. to take it up the ass to make that happen.
Right.
So, like the turkey will take the stuffing up the ass. Although some people say that's dangerous.
Oh.
But, yeah, I definitely would cook something else
yeah.
for your mom. Yeah. Maybe it sucks that it's, you know, not turkey, or it could be turkey. It could, mm-hmm. I don't know if they sell half turkeys, quarter sure. turkeys, whatever.
Sure.
I've actually never seen like a dark meat quarter turkey. I've seen the breast.
Yeah, the breast. They usually do the breast.
Okay.
If you want dark meat of a turkey, you just get a turkey leg, don't you?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
You just go to Disneyland. You just go to Disneyland. And get a turkey leg.
It smells like bacon so much. Oh, this turkey leg that's about 7 meals worth of protein.
This turkey leg that you will instantly regret buying yes. as soon as you purchased it.
Oh, dear. My hand is so oily. There's grease everywhere. So,
yo-ho.
Cook something else. Cook something else. That will suit your mom yeah. in case she can't eat that.
Yeah.
And if it comes up, you know, you could even play it like play dumb, like, well, when I heard the bird you got, you know, maybe you forgot that my mom can't handle that. So I just made something else. As much as it seems like you're trying, it shouldn't be your job alone yeah. to try to keep the peace at yes. your own, to your own detriment.
Yeah. At your own holiday. That's yeah. You're being held at your house.
You know what? And actually, this kind of applies last week. We spoke about being aggressive versus passive aggression.
Right.
So you could also just say really sweet things that you can't argue with.
Mm.
Like, it's so generous that you took the time and everything to make this turkey, and it's going to help us so much. And next to mine, next to whatever cooked,
right.
looks like beautiful.
Right.
You know, just give her the compliments so that she's like, oh, well, what did you cook?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or just say, I cooked this because that might make my mother sick.
Yeah.
And what do you say to that?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Mother-in-law's like, so get her sick. Or find something that will make your mother-in-law sick.
Oh.
And slip it in her food. Don't do that.
Oh, no,
that's
don't do that.
That's the bad. Good luck, Anne.
Yeah, I hope that helps. There's got to be some kind of advice in there somewhere that's usable.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav bros.
Good job.
Let's move on, though, to our next question.
Okay.
And our next question is from Susie.
Susie.
And Susie says, this year I'm spending Thanksgiving with all three of my brothers for the first time in like 10 years. I'm the only girl in the family. I'm close with the one I live in the same state as. And while we don't talk often, one of the out-of-state ones is one of my most favorite people. And then there's John. To say I don't care for John is an understatement. He's a know-it-all, except not very knowledgeable, and a bit of an edgelord. He and I are
Yeah. Do you know what an edgelord is?
I wasn't positive, and I knew you probably know what an edgelord is. So I actually looked it up. An edgelord is someone who tries to appear as edgy by doing or saying risque or offensive things.
Oh.
So it's like, you know, they think they're cool, and they're trying to prove it to everyone constantly.
Okay. Sonny, can you tell me what an edgelord is?
So John's a bit of an edgelord. He and I are very close in age and have never gotten along. I know this is a big deal for my parents, and I don't want to ruin it fighting with my brother, but also I seriously cannot stand this guy. How can I be not nice to him without ruining the holiday? For reference, John and I are in our early 30s, and the other brothers are in their mid to late 20s.
Ah.
So that's Susie.
Jockeying for position as the sole heir.
Exactly.
To the cotton ball fortune. Exactly. I don't know what.
Susie Cottonball.
Exactly. thanks, Susie.
Yeah.
And this is kind of similar to the last one.
How to
keep things mellow, but she said something there right at the end. How do I not be nice to him without...
How can I be not nice to him without ruining the holiday?
Worse than love is hate.
Yeah.
Worse than hate is indifference. If you're going there with the intention to not be nice,
yeah,
then it's on you when it happens.
Yeah.
If you're going there to, and it sounds like there's lots of other people. There's two brothers that you're like psyched about, one of which you don't see a lot.
Right.
And then the parents. And who knows who else is there.
Right, exactly.
And edgelord just sounds so dirty. because I was just watching the new season of Big Mouth is out.
Oh, nice.
So I was watching one and... they're talking about edging, which is where you like get super everything close and then never come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's what sparked in my head. And I'm like, why is Susie telling me this about her brother in this context?
He's the king of almost coming.
I know. So, but now I've learned a new phrase.
All right.
Probably from a millennial. Oh, she said she's 30.
Yeah, exactly.
From a millennial.
Susie didn't mention that her dad is Sting.
Yeah. He's raising those boys right.
Exactly. They're constantly almost coming.
Yes. So gross. At the table. Gravy? Anyone?
Oh, God.
I know. That's such a hacky joke.
That's horrible.
But, indifference is the way to go. Politeness.
Yeah.
What's the other word I'm looking for? Civility.
Yeah.
If you want to go in and be not nice, you're looking for the drama.
Right.
And... I understand being self-righteous, and I understand, but I've said many times on this show, you can't convince an asshole they're an asshole because they're already an asshole.
That's exactly right.
So you can not only ignore him or just kind of disregard, like if he says something, you'd be like, oh, okay, you know, but you have these other brothers to spend time with, your other, you know, family members, whoever's there.
Yeah.
You have lots of food to eat.
Yeah.
You can, this doesn't make sense saying this now, but you could step outside and listen to this podcast and waste an hour.
That's true.
Pass an hour. But yeah, you're going into this with this person that you know you at the very least butt heads with.
Yep.
And it's important, you know, at some point, think about this. He's loved by your parents.
Mm-hmm.
This person is their son. This person is the brother of the other two brothers.
Yeah.
There's something to him, even if it's just that, like, you are my son.
Right.
That places him at this Thanksgiving as much as you.
Mm-hmm.
So although he will be edging all over you, he doesn't, you don't have to allow that to happen.
Yeah.
You can step away. Mm-hmm. You can be indifferent, you know, but if you're waiting for him to say, like, COVID was caused by Martians.
Right.
And you go like, what? Let me show you 20 articles. Like, you just go like, oh, good one.
Yeah.
Walk away.
Yeah.
Ask him, can I get you a drink?
Yeah.
Like, civility will go very far.
Yeah.
And might leave him confused.
Yeah. And keeps you from getting into trouble.
It keeps you from getting into trouble. It keeps you from getting the, well, you ruined this.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
And, you know, if that were to happen.
Now, let me throw out one more thing. I am notoriously an only child, so I don't really understand the logistics of sibling relationships.
Yes.
However, you know, like you were saying, mom and dad, clearly they're going to love John because John's their son and it's part of the family. That's one thing. But younger brothers, I feel like if I've learned anything from TV shows, it's that when you're close with a sibling, you guys will do anything for each other.
Yes.
So just clearly you got to get there. Before John gets there, you need to have a conversation either with the brother that lives close to you or the brother that you love more than any other person and say, listen, I can't handle John this year. It's been too much. If you see John and me alone talking, just come up, interrupt us, save me. Use them. They'll come. They'll be your saviors. Yeah. They'll have that. That's what I feel like brothers are supposed to do, right?
Well, and in that vein of like, I just want this to be a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but here's my bad advice.
Okay.
Work on each member of the family individually, very surreptitiously turning them against John.
Nice. I like it.
Maybe we start. It's a long con.
Yeah.
There's
plenty of days in Thanksgiving week here. If you're at your parents, maybe you're planting stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe you have time to plant some evidence around the house that'll get him to trouble.
I love your hair. I don't know what John was saying. He was saying like just these little ways to start the resentment,
right.
Start that percolating in everyone's brain.
Exactly.
So let's see if we can get him kicked out.
I think you smell fine, Dad. What's John talking about?
I don't know what John's problem is. But if you're going in with the intention and hope of getting away with not being nice to him,
right?
It's on you when shit starts.
That's true. That's true. All right. Well, Susie, I hope that helps. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
I'm happy to say we are moving on to clearly my favorite recurring segment of the week. And that is Clark's Corner.
Will he bitch about Star Wars or obsess about She-Hulk? We'll find out on Clark's Corner.
All right.
So again, as with every Clark's Corner, I have no idea what's about to happen to us.
It's true. Now, look, I have had a number of, I think, decent ideas that I've thrown out on my Clark's Corner segments every once in a while. And I think some of them are really fun. But, a lot of them I have had full plot lines, storylines, 3 years of like, oh, this is what you do. This is not that. This is an idea that I had months ago that it keeps percolating in my brain, and I keep trying to figure out how to make this a reality.
Okay.
Disney, again, like almost everything we talk about in this, Disneyland is like a big element of this. But
gotcha.
I want to talk to you, LB.
Okay.
About two other little letters.
About how happy I am with my car's warranty.
I want to talk to you about VR.
virtual reality.
That is correct.
I knew that one.
Have you ever used any VR contraptions?
You know I have.
I do, because you
used it at your house.
That's right. You were underwater looking at sharks and stuff,
well,
right?
Well, I was underwater in a nice, calm environment I thought I would like, and then I knew a shark would come, exactly. Which I've been traumatized by sharks since I was like 8, and my parents told me to go see Jaws 4, The Revenge. This time it's personal.
Oh, no.
So I knew there was a shark. I might have even asked you, like, is there a shark coming?
And yeah, I think I might have said yeah, but it doesn't do it. It's not like it's a scary shark. It just kind of swims by.
Well, it's there to kill me, but then it doesn't. I also did the Rick and Morty one.
Oh, that's right. Fun. That's right. You did the Rick and Morty one. So this is what I'm thinking. VR is huge.
Yes.
It's getting bigger and bigger. And one of my favorite games on my PSVR is just this mind-melting experience. It's a recreation of Apollo 11.
Oh.
Where you're going to the moon. Like you're at Houston, is it Houston or Florida? One of the two, where you're standing at the base of the rocket. You can look up at it. You get into the elevator, you go up, you go into your little capsule.
Oh, wow.
You sit in the capsule and you take off and you sit through the whole takeoff. You're looking out the window as it goes blue, 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 black.
I want that.
It's mind destroying. Oh. It blows your mind. Eventually you're circling around the moon. You're out in space. You eventually land on the moon. You get out. You're standing on the moon and you can look up at Earth. It's amazing.
Do you see the footsteps and the flag?
You do not see the footsteps and the flag. They don't have that.
Because we never landed on the moon. Buzz Aldrin's going to punch me.
But it literally brought me to tears the first time I did it. It was such a cool experience. And I feel like everyone is not paying attention to how amazingly cool this was, especially Disney.
Oh, Disney.
Because if Disney was smart, they would recreate all of Disneyland in virtual reality using photorealistic art.
Yeah.
Recreate Disneyland, make it a $10 subscription fee a month. And make it so that you can sit through any ride. You can go on anything you want virtually in this virtual. Now wait, there's more. Not only do they need to recreate Disneyland, but once they've done that, they need to then update it every few months and add new decades to go to Disneyland.
Whoa.
Where you could go back in time to the fucking 60s and walk through Tomorrowland 1.0.
Oh, dude.
Or you could go in the 80s when Adventures Through Inner Space was where Star Tours
was. Yeah, I remember that.
You could go on old rides that don't exist anymore. You could go into the House of the Future that was all made out of plastic.
Whoa.
What if you could travel in time through Disneyland and experience Disneyland the day it opened, where it still had the squishy blacktop on the road and nothing was open? Right? Why not make it so that you could visit Disneyland at your house anytime you wanted? I would pay $10 a month for that.
That sounds amazing.
How amazing would Disneyland VR be? Where you could just, you could spend $500 for you and your wife and probably not even child to go to Disneyland and spend the day there. Or you could spend $10 and go every day this week and go on any ride you want and go fast pass through no lines.
No lines, yeah.
No lines. I just cannot fathom how much money Disney would get.
Right?
If they would make a Disneyland VR.
Now, I'm all, of course, because I'm me.
Yeah.
And knowing what we've done in the past.
Yes.
I'm like, I hope they would make it really a lot so that I could go into City Hall.
Yes.
And there could be a woman like the woman we saw complaining that her son or grandson wasn't allowed to go on any rides.
Yes.
We're like, he's too small, man. He'll die. And she was not having it.
Right?
That would be, and Disney is so detailed.
Yes.
Like there's such attention to detail.
Yes.
That could be amazing.
Walk around the shops. Maybe there's like, wouldn't it be amazing
maybe
to
you
walk
click
around
on it and you can actually buy it?
You can buy stuff. You could buy stuff right off the VR site.
Wow.
Right? I think this is like a $1 billion idea for Disney.
That would be friggin' awesome.
And then, yes, now once
does
that's
does it include
explained,
the parking lot?
Yeah, why not? You okay. Get on the tram.
Oh, yeah, because then you get to hear the spiel.
The spiel of the tram, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome to the Disneyland parking tram.
Yeah, right? I am in love with this idea.
I cannot get it out of my mind. Now, yes, now this also expands to once you've done it at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can do that all around the world.
I can go to Tokyo.
How amazing would it be to just be your hometown and go back 30 years? What did my hometown look like 30 years ago?
Oh,
what,
I see.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could technically do this idea for anywhere.
Oh.
But Disneyland makes the most sense.
Well, I mean, that's a... God, you could play all the games, like shoot the bottle and stuff.
Yeah, you could have the whole, whatchamacallit, the shooting gallery in Frontierland.
I'm so into that.
Right?
And then they could change the show in the theater from Hunchback to Beauty and the Beast,
exactly.
All those different ones.
Sit through Mr. Lincoln's Wild Ride or whatever it's called. you could have everything there.
That's friggin' amazing.
And then, like I said, you just update it with new skins for the various, areas around the park.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there is so much potential.
That would be, I mean,
with
me
a VR.
Just, I'm totally thinking right now of wanting to, but here's what would happen to me. It's what happened to me with Rick and Morty.
Okay.
The underwater one was fine. I was seated in a vessel or
exactly,
craft.
Exactly.
But the Rick and Morty one, I'm one of those people who does VR and walks around too much.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I'd probably see Mickey and take 10 running steps and be like, "Oh, Mickey," and rip your VR out of the wall. Step on your dog.
Hey, man, you know what they call in the video game world?
What?
That's called a repeat buyer. That means you like it so much that you're going to just buy it again.
Yeah. Okay. I'm down for this idea.
Right.
If anybody wants to give us $100 million.
Yeah, exactly.
We will get started tomorrow.
Right. And it's like, I don't know. I just feel like you could bring such joy to so many people of so many different generations.
Yeah.
By just making one program. And it's the kind of thing where, Disney loves anything that they can do, which would make them money.
I know.
And to put a monthly fee on it, you can maybe buy the game for 50 or 60 bucks and play it once or twice. But if you want to keep going all the time.
And get updates and stuff.
Exactly. You do the $10 a month version.
Here's what I'm picturing, though.
Yeah.
A 3-year-old.
Yeah.
A 4-year-old.
Yeah.
They do this and they actually go to Disneyland and have just a psychotic break because they don't understand. They're like, I never smelled popcorn but here.
They keep putting their hands out.
Yeah, exactly.
Where am I going to run into the wall?
Exactly. How much of a mind fuck would that be?
Right?
But I love I wish if I could go right now and just sit on Space Mountain.
Right.
That would be awesome.
And that's the thing. That's the thing. I feel like you and I have a viewpoint that not a lot of non-Southern California people have.
Yeah.
And that's the advantage of the annual pass holder. And there was an age, a couple of years there, where you and I were going to Disneyland all the time and doing nothing.
Yeah.
We would maybe go on a couple or a ride here or there. But for the most part, we were there for the ambiance. We were there for the people. We were there for the food. We were there for the music. It was just like there's something about that too, where I'm bored, I have nothing to do, I maybe don't want to go on Space Mountain, but I want to sit in Fantasyland for a while and just kind of see the ambiance.
And there would have to be some people in there. Like if you sit long enough, you see someone puke when they get off a ride. Like just a little kid that gets off the teacups and is like,
The only thing that makes me nervous is the teacups in virtual reality. Like that sounds like the most
disorienting. Yeah.
Unless you're sitting in a spinny chair. Yeah. And you can literally spin around while you're spinning.
No, that would be awesome.
Right.
Okay, anyway. I'm into it.
All right, well, Disney, I know you're listening.
Now I want to go back to Disneyland.
I know.
Even though when I went, it nearly killed me.
Exactly. Wouldn't kill you in VR.
No.
All right. Well, that was Clark's Corner for this week. Thank you so much.
I love it.
I had to get that off of my chest.
It's okay.
It's been too much. Let's move on, though, to our final question. We have one last question of the week, and we are moving on to June. And June.
Says, June is the name.
June is the name of our final question. And June says, I'm moving to a new city to start a new journey, but I won't be able to see my family or friends for Thanksgiving or Christmas. It'll be too expensive post-move. Won't be able to afford it. And neither will my parents. How can I do these upcoming holidays alone without feeling sad and lonely? With love, June.
June. Christmas in June. It's always a great party to have.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a luau in December.
I get to have a Christmas in June, but that's because my birthday is in June.
Exactly. So. June, I get it. I mean, what we all know, and she must know this as well, so it's not beyond her that, like, you can Zoom.
Right.
You can, you know, say hi and stuff, which you can do anytime, though. But not being there and not taking part in the tradition, I mean, I'm feeling sad for you right now, kind of in my chest and upper gut. But this is a chance. I mean, you still can't connect with your family.
Yeah.
But this is a chance to start some traditions of your own.
Yeah.
I mean, this is also assuming that June moved to a new city and has met no one.
Yeah, exactly.
She's all alone.
Exactly.
I mean, a strange degree.
If you've moved in the pandemic, I think that's quite possible.
Yeah, you're right.
That you would move somewhere and just not have any friends
yet. Yeah, but if you moved for a job, if you moved for, like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's possible you have a couple people,
right.
And even if that's not family or whatever,
you know,
that might be a good kind of compromise, even if it's just for a little while.
And even if it's not on Thanksgiving Day, you could have a Friendsgiving on Friday after Thanksgiving and it'll be just as festive.
Yeah. And I would say one of the options is, even though it might not feel the same and it won't, whatever, if everyone's sitting down to Thanksgiving, set a place for you and put the computer there.
Yeah.
You can see everything that's going on. You'll be able to hear, you know, and you can be eating like whatever. If you want to cook something, if you want to whatever.
I was about to say, there's a lot of restaurants that do really good Thanksgiving dinner specials.
That's what we told Sean last week.
Yeah.
That's what I did last year that made me really sad. But it'll be fun for you, June.
Exactly.
You could do that.
That way you don't have to cook. You don't have to clean up.
Or you could do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from the family and this and that, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could go to the movies.
Yeah.
You could spend the whole day on Facebook, which don't do that. That's awful.
She could spend the whole day in VR.
She could.
In an underwater tank with a shark. No,
they make a Thanksgiving VR where it just disintegrates into what was the one that hates her brother? What was her name?
Oh, yeah. That was Susie.
Susie. Where Susie just starts up with John and shit falls apart. And the mother-in-law's like, I made this turkey, you bitch.
or she goes back in time and she can have Thanksgiving with the original pilgrims.
Yeah, exactly. They update it every year. missing out on the high. It sounds like you love your family.
Yeah.
And you would exactly. like to be with them, June.
Exactly.
And if that's not possible, and, you know, just the idea of, you know, being there virtually kind of still leaves you hollow. Part of it is, I mean, just overall, why did you move to the city? I'm sure it was for, you know,
opportunities.
Yes, or... I've almost said progressive reasons. Like, I'm there to start a million mom march. But, you know, maybe you got a job.
Yeah.
Maybe you did something, you know, to advance your life.
Yeah.
So you can look, you can really try to hone into that. Home in.
Yeah.
It's not hone in. Hmm. Home in.
Oh, okay.
Home in on that. And remember, you know, what are you grateful for if it's yeah. Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
And, you know, other than that, you can do whatever you want.
Right. If you, you want to make it a bowling holiday, make it a bowling holiday.
If, if they're open, they probably are.
Maybe she moved to a new city to start a new job as a bowling what is a person that runs a bowling alley?
A bowling alley owner.
Exactly.
I moved here. I moved to Milwaukee to join the professional bowling scene. So you could say, June, what do I love to do?
Yeah.
What do I, you know, the world is your oyster at
yeah.
that point.
Yeah.
But don't have oysters. Yeah, I don't like oysters.
I
know
like
people
oysters.
Love them, but anyway.
Anyway.
Thanksgiving oysters. they've been frozen since last Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but these aren't the good oysters. I want the natural oysters
yeah, right?
that aren't kept in a small cage.
Exactly. So you can do whatever you want. I'm thinking of like the Jewish, like Chinese food.
Right.
And, well, that's a Christmas
thing. But
Thanksgiving Jews usually do Thanksgiving.
I love the idea of starting your new traditions.
Yeah.
That's really, I mean, and it's, that's something that's very festive, right? That's your, when I married my wife and mm-hmm. had my kid, it was a brand new world, right? Because at that point, now I don't have to sit with my parents and their parents and all of my uncles and my aunts
Annie.
And all. I have my own family.
Yes.
And now my parents are the grandparents, so they can come in, but everyone else can go fuck off. And that's awesome. Now I can kind of just make this about my family
yeah.
and I get to start my traditions with my wife, my son, all that. So this June, maybe this is an opportunity. Look at it as an opportunity.
It's an opportunity.
To start. You don't know she's Jewish. To start with a name like June.
Because her name is June. That was the.
That's pretty Jewy.
But her name is June. Opportunity.
Opportunity.
No, I didn't mean
I
like
thought
she Jewish.
Was Jewish.
No, okay. It's her name,
opportunity.
Clark. But the fact that your mind went right there says a lot about you. Says a lot about you.
So, yeah, I feel like this is a great opportunity for you to start your own traditions. If you love, you know, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and nobody ever wants to watch it with you, you get to start a new tradition where every year you watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles at night.
Yeah.
Or you start setting up Christmas in, you know, the morning or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You can start something new.
Or what we completely miss because we're selfish, you know, white people.
Yeah.
Is, you know, go volunteer somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, there's a good idea.
I don't know where you moved.
Yeah.
If you moved to the Hamptons, there might not be a large, you know, needy population.
Exactly.
We only have one boat. Can you help us? Tell them not to make eye contact and talk to my underbutler. But that could be like a real, that would be a real change.
Yeah.
If normally it's just, you know, you get to be with your family. But you're doing something in that case that's really helping people, that's really admirable, that you could be, and not that you're supposed to go do stuff like this to feel proud of yourself, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It might be a really great, you know, just scene for you to help, for it to change your mindset.
Right.
And that could get you through, you know, a lot of stuff.
If she's sad because she's missing out on the love of her family for mm-hmm. the holiday, you know, we're talking about all these ways to fill the emptiness of eating or to fill the emptiness of time. But this is a way for her to fill the emptiness of the heart.
Yes. Right?
Like, she isn't getting that love from her parents. If she went, maybe she would get that kind of love and gratitude and
maybe you'll meet the homeless man of your dreams.
Hey, that too. Then you won't be alone in a new city anymore.
I haven't met a man yet that I can't save. Jesus. Have a Thanksgiving.
Yay.
Have a meaningful Thanksgiving, June.
Yes, absolutely. I hope that really helps. That was the best bad advice ever.
Yes.
I love that. But that was it. That was our final question of the podcast, and we are now Dunskies.
The end.
Yay. So if you have a question out there or decision that's weighing heavily on you, please send it to us and let LB ease your burden. Send us your problems at AskLoriBeth.com. Go follow us on all these socials at AskLoriBeth, or just leave a message with your voice at 1-855-336-2374. That's 1-855-DENBERG or 1-855-DENBERG.
And you can find me at LB Denberg on Instagram, at Lori Beth Denberg on Twitter, which I'm still unclear how to use, and at the Lori Beth Denberg fan page on Facebook.
Woo!
And the holidays are coming up. Well, I'm sure we're going to get into a bunch of Christmas questions.
Yeah.
So
Hanukkah questions.
Hanukkah. it was only supposed to be an hour, but magically the podcast lasted 8 hours. Jesus. So if you want to book
the podcast of lights
for a present for someone or a pick me up for someone who needs it over the holidays, you can book me for a personalized video at cameo.com/LoriBeth.
Yay.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. And eat your heart out.
Eat your heart out, little turkeys.
See you next week.
Goodbye.
Bad Advice stars Lori Beth Denberg and Clark Crozier. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin, and part of the Seltzer Kings Network. Our theme song is written and performed by Natty Ward. If you or someone you love is in need of some bad advice, you can submit your own question on our socials, all of which are Ask Lori Beth, or on our website at AskLoriBeth.com, or for a nostalgic twist, you can call 1-855-DENBERG. That's right, 1-855-336-2374, and leave your question there. Thanks for listening.